Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday of the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. And this is the last of these Sundays between Pascha and Pentecost. And in each of these weeks, the gospel themes are all about how faith is made stronger. The Apostle Thomas's faith was strengthened by his physically touching the Lord's wounds and seeing him. And the myrrh-bearing women, because of their great love for Christ and their other virtues, became the first to see the risen Lord. And then there was the great patience of the paralytic who sat for 38 years waiting to be healed until the water would be troubled. And so because of his patience, he was healed by Christ, and his faith was also strengthened. The Samaritan woman was sincere and repentant, and Christ draws her into deeper faith, and through her, the whole city that she was from. And the blind man that we talked about last week was obedient to Christ. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went and washed, and he received not only his eyesight, but the knowledge of Christ, the Son of God. When the church had been persecuted, really for about 300 years, before this first council was held, it was very difficult. You know, I mean, on the one hand, it was great because the apostles were going all over the world and preaching and spreading the Christian faith, but on the other hand, the Christians were being, you know, fed to the lions and killed and tortured and so forth. So it was a very difficult time. And so when the Emperor Constantine finally, you know, was converted to Christ and made the Christian faith legal, they were able to start to meet openly. And at that time, though, now that the persecutions had ended of martyrdom, now a new persecution rose up, and that was this persecution of the Arian heresy. And this is named after a man named Arius, who was a priest from Alexandria in Egypt. And basically, Arius taught, he reasoned that if Jesus Christ was born, then there must be a time when he did not exist. You know, kind of like all the rest of us, right? And, you know, it's very sort of logical and everything. But he thought that Jesus must be understood as a being who is inferior to the Father. In other words, a created being, not really the Son of God. And this is why the very symbol of faith that we kind of honor today that came out of this first council, the Nicene Creed says that Christ is begotten, not made. You know, they put that line in there specifically because Arius was saying that he was created, just like God created angels and God created people. And we also know that from the Creed that he is of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made. And so when our Lord tells his disciples, I and my Father are one, that we heard today in the Gospel, he is referring to the fact that he's the second person of the Holy Trinity. So God is three persons and one being, and Christ is that Son. You know, he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Father and the Holy Spirit are not separate. They're all one. In the Kantakion for the Ascension that we just celebrated this past week, one of the lines says, when thou didst fulfill the dispensation for our sake and unite earth to heaven. So you see, because Christ was fully God and fully man, he united heaven and earth together in himself. And so when he ascends into heaven, then he lifts up our human nature. And because he did that, then that makes it possible for us to lift up our human nature too, with God's help, of course. Archbishop Andrew Rymarenko adds that Arius' denial of Christ as the incarnate Son of God, that would, you know, seem to make Christ a created being with two separate natures. You know, he acknowledged that Jesus was a special person, of course, you know, that he could work miracles and things, but he said they were separate natures. And this would really ultimately separate man from God if this had been true. And it would, in a sense, give people the right to also separate their lives. So in regard to religion, all these people that were embracing the Christian faith, you know, these Greeks and pagans and everything, they could be Christian as far as their religion was concerned and worship God in some far-off heaven. But in their personal and private and civic life, they could continue to live the way that they wanted, in other words, in a pagan way. They could have lots of wives, they could go to, you know, do all kinds of immoral things because, you know, there's a separation. Well, to this, the Holy Fathers responded that Arius and his followers did not really understand the true meaning of Christ coming down to earth, and that we must not separate our religious life from our daily life in the world. That a Christian must always and everywhere be a Christian, in one's family life and social life, always and everywhere to be a Christian. And in addition, because Christ was both God and man, and united heaven and earth, and raised up our human nature to the heavenly state, therefore it makes it possible for us to follow him into the kingdom of heaven, which is really our true home. So, we're not separate from God. And I was thinking that even, according to the popular song, even Santa Claus is not separate from us, because he knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. So, naturally, God being even greater than Santa Claus would certainly not separate himself from us. But seriously, Christ tells us in the Gospels that not even a sparrow falls without God knowing about it. And the hairs of our head are numbered. And with all due respect to sparrows, we are a much greater value than they are. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so in today's Gospel, Christ prayed for his apostles just before his crucifixion and his resurrection and ascension, that they would be one just as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. And so we too are called to be one as a community, as a family in Christ. And the way that we have this oneness is that we also love one another and help one another grow stronger in our faith. As our Lord said, by your love for one another,